You can have anything you want if you're willing to give up the belief that you cannot have it. And that is the thought for today. This episode of 7 Good Minutes is brought to you by The Jordan Harbinger Show. The Jordan Harbinger Show is an Apple Top 50 podcast that was recently voted to be one of Apple's best. I like it a lot, and since you're clearly a fan of high-quality podcasts, I'm sure you'll enjoy it too. Jordan covers a wide range of topics with new episodes each week, talking with many of the same speakers you hear right here on 7 Good Minutes. Be sure to listen to episode 374, where Jordan and Kelly McGonigal talk about the upside of stress. No matter which episode you listen to, you can be sure there will always be something you can use in your day-to-day life immediately. You can find The Jordan Harbinger Show, that's H-A-R, B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R, wherever you listen to podcasts, including Apple, Google, and Spotify. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we get 10 very helpful tips on improving your self-esteem. Enjoy.
So here we go with tip number 1. Stop comparing yourself. Now, I'm sure at one time or another, you've looked at your neighbor, friend, family member, or coworker with envious eyes. You know, you've been enamored with someone else's big salary, picturesque family life, perfect looks, you know, ripped six-pack, whatever. Everyone, on occasion, falls victim to feeling inadequate as a result of someone else's accomplishments. I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to improve your self-esteem, the very first thing you need to start doing is throw this habit out the window. Stop comparing yourself to other people. Be your own person and love the skin you're in. When you compare yourself with others, only two possible outcomes can arise. The first outcome is you compare yourself with someone who's less fortunate than you. Now, this can bring about feelings of gratitude where you learn to appreciate what you have. And this scenario can have the effect of actually boosting your self-esteem, which is good. The problem is, when you become habitual with this comparing mentality, you start more often than not comparing yourself with people who have qualities you don't possess. You know, more money, less weight, fancier cars, attractive counterparts, career, children. There are endless factors that make up who we are. And when you start comparing yourself with other people, you'll tend to focus on factors that you envy rather than the strengths and fortune that you already possess. Next, I want you to keep your thoughts positive. We all have this constant monologue running through our brain, and it's just impossible to turn off that inner voice. If you're constantly thinking negative thoughts that reinforce feelings of low self-esteem, the result will be just that. It's so important to stay aware of your thinking and not fall into the habit of self-deprecation or talking down to yourself. So look for your strengths in everyday life, and make it a practice to continually pat yourself on the back for all your amazing qualities. You've got to create a habit here, and that's the habit of self-appreciation. You can begin this new way of thinking every morning in the shower. The shower is a great place to spend even just 5 minutes meditating on how good you really are. Congratulate yourself on every victory or success, no matter how small. You know, every little self-compliment, it will add up to greater feelings of self-worth. So try using affirmations, as well. It really forces you to engage in the exercise through a dependable mantra, you know? And using affirmations, it doesn't have to be complicated, and you don't have to repeat a wild chant or a long-winded prayer or anything like that. An affirmation is simply a way of asserting your confidence with a statement. When you repeat an affirmation, you're essentially confirming a belief in yourself out loud. And this can feel silly the first time you do it, but it really is a healthy way to exercise your self-esteem. And once again, the morning shower is a great way to work this practice into your life without taking up a lot of time. One of the easiest ways to use affirmations is to make short lists of positive factors in your life. And we'll get into that in a little bit, but just a quick example, you could say, you know, I'm an excellent listener, a talented artist, a hard worker, a kind person, I'm well-read, I'm amazing in the kitchen, I have beautiful teeth, whatever. Just list out the qualities that make you feel good about yourself and feel proud as you reflect on your good fortune. Feel good to be you. Number three is accept all compliments with thank you. You may find that a lot of times you'll receive a compliment and respond with, oh, it was nothing, or it's no big deal, you know, whatever. I want you to know that this is a huge way to sabotage self-esteem. When you essentially refuse a compliment, you're telling yourself that you're not worth the compliment. You devalue yourself. I know this may sound kind of overdramatic. You're not thinking at the time that the compliment is given, you know, oh, I'm not worthy of praise. But in fact, the action of turning down the compliment by brushing it off, it sends a message to your subconscious brain, which in turn lessens your confidence and feelings of self-worth. You're reinforcing the bad by not embracing the good, basically. So instead, accept every compliment with thank you. It's a simple answer that will allow you to feel just good about yourself and satisfy the person giving the compliment. So remember, you can't lose by just saying thank you. Number four, find positive input. It is so important to engage in activities that make you feel good. You know, read books that inspire you, watch movies that make you laugh. One thing I like to do is watch some kind of motivational or inspirational clip on YouTube every week. Something that really puts my mind in a hopeful, positive light. Another way to find positive input is to create a new challenge for yourself. This could be something like learning a new language, mastering a skill, or just working towards self-improvement in some area of your life. You want to associate with supportive people. Nothing lowers self-esteem faster than associating with people who make you feel bad about yourself. Unfortunately, this is a common scenario for people with low self-esteem. They tend to group with people who they seek approval from. It's a scenario that sabotages self-worth because they'll always be worried about what members of the group think of them. Break this habit by finding people who love you from the get-go. Hang out with people who accept you unconditionally and respect who you are. And by the way, people won't respect you for who you are until you respect you for who you are. So work towards that goal first.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.